August 25, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. The Fruitfulness of Friendship. I have called you friends, John 15:15. We never know the joy of self-sacrifice until we abandon in every particular. Self-surrender is the most difficult thing. I will if. Oh well, I suppose I must devote my life to God. There is none of the joy of self-sacrifice in that. As soon as we do abandon, the Holy Ghost gives us an intimation of the joy of Jesus. The final aim of self-sacrifice is laying down our lives for our friend. When the Holy Ghost comes in, the great desire is to lay down the life for Jesus. And the thought of sacrifice never touches us because sacrifice is the love passion of the Holy Ghost. Our Lord is our example in the life of self-sacrifice. I delight to do thy will, O my God. He went on with his sacrifice with exuberant joy. Have I ever yielded in absolute submission to Jesus Christ? If Jesus Christ is not the lodestar, there is no benefit in the sacrifice. But when the sacrifice is made with the eyes on him, slowly and surely the molding influence begins to tell. Beware of letting natural affinities hinder your walk in love. One of the most cruel ways of killing natural love is by disdain built on natural affinities. The affinity of the saint is the Lord Jesus. Love for God is not sentimental. For the saint to love as God loves is the most practical thing. I have called you friends. It is a friendship based on the new life created in us which has no affinity with our old life, but only with the life of God. It is unutterably humble, unsulliedly pure, and absolutely devoted to God. That's the end of Oswald's message. Self-sacrifice is something that comes quite naturally in a situation where I find myself head over heels in love. I am more than interested and willing to go way out of my way for someone with whom I have a passionate desire. God wants that kind of affection for himself. When he has it, the sacrifices that are a part of the relationship are not only easy, they're joyous. It's a pleasure to give up something of myself for one I love dearly. The Lord's example of self-sacrifice, obviously, was that he gave his whole life for us. But his whole time walking on the earth, he delighted in doing the will of his Father. When we are one in spirit and in passion and in intimate love with Jesus Christ, we will be one with the Father, and we will delight to do his will versus the things that we had formerly thought were important to do that were our own will. Beware of the natural affinities and our natural tendencies and natural desires, but rather look specifically to the love relationship, which in and of itself draws us to the point of self-sacrifice because of other love.